Okay, so what we're doing now is going to be nicer for people who flew out here than the remote, but we'll try to make it copy it for you as well. We're going to do the session on, quote, populating the framework. What this is really about is example case-based analysis. And we're trying to, and I think the goal of the session, if we can achieve this goal, is to create a better understanding of the space of ontologies and essentially refine our understanding of the dimensions by putting down placeholders, like discrete points on these dimensions that matter, that are useful. I would argue the objective function for the whole exercise is useful for explaining to people and the general public what we're doing, what we mean. So if a distinction helps a lot to show that, to help explain what the science and engineering of ontology engineering is, then it's a good candidate for the distinction, yeah.
Tom, Todd Schneider. Quick point, could you reiterate the goal of the framework succinctly?
Yeah, I think the goal of the framework is to identify a set of dimensions that whose qualities, whose units of measure elucidate or explain or illustrate rather what does it mean to be an ontology that's an inclusive way. It's inclusive without being diverse, without being incoherent. So in other words, if we have this n-dimensional space, this cube, and we're going to have a lot of dots inside the cube, and that people are going to be able to know what an ontology is by saying it's in this cube, and also by all the examples. So some people just know by examples, some people know by the analytics. That's the goal. That wasn't very succinct, sorry.